KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Representative Juan Sisko Mutty has won re-election to a U.S. House seat in southeastern Arizona. With that win, Republicans now have enough seats to control the U.S. House. Sisko Mutty defeated Democrat Kirsten Engel in the race for Arizona's 6th congressional district. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton has become part of the Senate GOP leadership team.
Senator Cotton has been elected by fellow Republicans to serve as conference chair. Cotton managed to edge out Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who also sought the coveted position, and he replaces Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who advances to the position of GOP whip. As conference chair, Cotton now assumes the role of chief messenger for the Senate GOP. Bob Agnew reporting.
As wildfires burn in the dry Northeast, police say some of the fires were set on purpose, and charges have been filed.
State officials in New Jersey and New York have filed criminal charges against at least two people accused of setting wildfires. Late Wednesday, police in Evesham Township, New Jersey, said they've charged a teenage boy with arson for allegedly setting a fire deliberately October 30th in Burlington County that burned about 52 acres. On Long Island, Suffolk County police say a 20-year-old volunteer firefighter was arrested for allegedly setting a brush fire in Medford, New York.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 6 months last week, as layoffs remain at relatively healthy levels.
The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell by 4,000 to 217,000 for the week of November 9th. That's less than the 225,000 analysts had forecast. Continuing claims, the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits fell to 1.87 million for the week of November 2nd, in line with analysts' expectations.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. This is SRN News. Women aren't the only ones using abortion pills.
A British court has found a man guilty of slipping abortifacient drugs into a pregnant woman's drink, causing her to lose the baby. The woman, who apparently had some kind of relationship with 40-year-old Stuart Warbley, said she intended to keep her child. British authorities are pursuing charges against another woman who apparently helped Warbley get the drugs. Pro-life advocates say this case demonstrates the danger of making abortion pills widely available. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman has filed a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's right to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman is about 7 weeks pregnant and says she wants to terminate her pregnancy, but cannot legally do so in Kentucky because of that ban. This is SRN News. Four Los Angeles residents have been arrested as the result of an investigation aptly named Operation Bear Claw.
The four are accused of bilking three insurance companies out of almost $142,000 by claiming a bear damaged their luxury vehicles, breaking into and rummaging through them when, in reality, the offender was a human dressed in a bear suit. They had provided video to the insurance companies meant to back up their claims. But the California Insurance Department says a biologist reviewed the video and confirmed it was clearly a person dressed in a bear suit. Rich Thomason reporting.
At least 104 people have been sickened in an outbreak of E. coli food poisoning tied to onions served on McDonald's quarter-pound hamburgers. The cases have been detected in some 14 states. One person died in Colorado and four people developing a potentially life-threatening kidney disease complication. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.